You may know that I'm a member of an international organization that was set up over 100 years ago. It's called Toastmasters International. And it's organized in the form of local clubs and some online clubs around the world. The organization has about 250 or 60 individual members, so it's not really all that large for an international organization. It's not as big as Rotary International, and it's not as big as Lions Club. I've been in it since 2015, and I must say that I intend to stay as a member in the organization for the rest of my life. I have this idea that it prolongs my active life and increases my life expectancy. Whether that's true or not, well, there's no way of testing it, is there? One of the interesting things about a Toastmasters club is that there's a form of encouragement that the club receives from the International Center of Toastmasters, encouraging clubs to be as good as possible for their members throughout the year. It is an educational organization. One of the key things is that clubs are very much encouraged to help their members achieve education awards. You get awards for doing certain projects and certain groups of projects throughout the year and giving speeches, which give you a chance to practice what you've learned while thinking about studying the project. So you apply your learning. And the whole of Toastmasters International and all the clubs is based upon the idea that you learn by doing things. Just like you might, I suppose, learn to ride a horse by getting on a horse and riding it rather than reading books about how to ride a horse. I've been spending a lot of time today as the head of education in two clubs in particular, doing my best to ensure that what the members have done during the year has received credit. So that if somebody has, for example, completed their five projects that they need to do to get a level one on education award, to make sure that they've been given credit for doing that and helping them if there's anything they don't know about how to put their application in to get credit. And once they put their application in to get credit, because I'm the head of education in the club, I can check it and essentially approve it. And then it goes off in a computer system and it comes back and the club gets a mark of progress towards achieving one of its goals. I think it's a terrific system because as an educational organization, it makes sense for the biggest number of things that you have to do are practice your education. And the great thing about Toastmasters is that you practice something and there really isn't such a thing as failing it. Once you give a speech, for example, in which you're practicing your vocal variety and your body language, once you've done that speech, you've done your best and you get credit. Now, you can always repeat to get even better at vocal variety and body language, but you get credit towards your own education by giving that speech. And sometimes it happens that members give a speech and they don't do the administration needed in order for them to get credit. And that's a big part of my job. Why am I talking about this now? Well, I'll tell you why. Toastmasters has an end of year at the end of June. Goodness knows really why the end of the Toastmasters year is June. There's probably some good reason that I don't know. But yes, the 30th of June is the date by which, or is the date on which everything is added up and clubs and receive credit. And there are four levels of credit status, if you like. Well, there are five. One is clubs that don't achieve anything remarkable during the year. I'll just call it that. Then there are clubs that achieve what's called distinguished status. Up from that, an even higher status, is called, are clubs that are called select distinguished. This is typical jargon that every organization has, isn't it? You know, their terminology. And then the third one is president's distinguished. President's distinguished. And then the highest of all is called, interestingly enough, Smedley distinguished. And before you start wondering, what does Smedley, I don't know that word. That's the name of a person. It's actually the name of the person who founded Toastmasters International way back over 100 years ago. He came from Chicago, did all sorts of things in Chicago, and then took off to California. And California is where he effectively set up Toastmasters. It survived many ups and downs. I keep recommending it to people who I think, well, maybe they would like to get better at communicating with groups or better at influencing people, you know, being a better leader, improving their ability to take initiatives and persuade people to do things. So that's what I've been doing for a few hours today. Slowly, while I've been watching football, and right now I'm watching Netherlands play against Japan. And I tell you what, this Japan team may turn out to be very good. Got my feet up. I played golf during the day. Then I came back and I really did a lot of stuff in Toastmasters, including was the MC at a meeting. Enough about Toastmasters for the moment, anyway. So that's a little snippet of Toastmasters life in action. Back to the studio now.